We're not shut down here. No, sir. 25 years going strong. It's Rosie on the House. Welcome. Every Arizona homeowner's best friend at 1-888-767-4348. Talking landscape and gardening. Mr. Harper, before we get to our calls, winter lawns, if we are going to put ryegrass down and overseed, there's something in your newsletter that tells me not to do something. Verticut. I'm not sure I've heard.
How about the microphone? Turning that on. Verticutting is just a term, it's a technique, it's a certain machine that dethatches the lawn, basically. So we do not recommend dethatching, whether it's verticutting or with a thatcher or whatever, your winter lawn or your Bermuda grass lawn this time of year as you're putting the winter lawn in. Just a mild scalping. You don't need to take it down to the dirt. Just down low enough to where the seed can fall through the canopy of the stem of the grass and make contact with the soil. What you really probably should be doing right now, and you'll see a lot of stuff's been scalped. The commercial guys have to start scalping. You got 100 lawns to do. If you want to start getting the seed down in the next week or two, you kind of have to start scalping maybe earlier than most folks. But what I would be doing this week is slowing the water down. You should have cut the water back some already, but by now you should be down to about half. Don't turn it off either. We have folks turn water off, dry things up. That stresses the Bermuda grass out. Just cut it back by about half.
It's slow growing right now anyway.
It's slow growing. It doesn't need as much water anyway. Then this week, maybe take your lawn down, maybe lower it a notch or two, and then maybe first part of next week, take it down. So by next weekend, you've got it scalped. I like to do it over a couple of weeks. That way it's not as big a pile of stuff to deal with and as hard to get the lawnmower through and all of that thing. And then start seeding. Then make sure you use, and there is a lot of types of ryegrasses. The ones that we like are called perennial ryegrasses. Not that they will be a perennial here and come back, but the fact that They are much finer bladed. They're a true turf quality grass as opposed to annual ryegrass. Now, one little thing that has gone on in the industry in the last couple of years, they're taking annual and blending it with perennial to get the cost down. So you will see what's advertised as a blend or a three-way blend or whatever, but be careful as to what they're blending. A good three-way blend of three different perennial ryegrasses is going to cost you more than something that's used as much as 40% of it I've seen are annuals, so almost half annual ryegrass. Annual ryegrass, if you remember as a kid, Rosie, when we put ryegrass lawns in, it was wet and thick. It gummed up the mower. It stained everything. I mean, it would be green running down the sidewalk when you got done mowing. That's what you're going to deal with annual ryegrass as opposed to a perennial.
So read the label. Know what you're buying.
Read the label. No, you're going to get what you pay for. So
Carolyn Gilbert's called in this morning. Wants to talk with Mr. Harper. Good morning, ma'am. Welcome to the program. Do we have Miss Carol?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I always have a million questions. But so I just bought some artichoke plants this morning. I was going to put them back in where my artichokes died off. Like I put them in a year and a half ago or whatever. Got one good crop of them, and then they looked like they had a bunch of aphids and stuff, and then they didn't come back. So is there any problem in replanting them in the same place? Should I do something different?
Shouldn't be. No, I wouldn't think so. Okay. Shouldn't be a problem. Artichokes sometimes have a hard time coming back here in the heat. You might get them for a year or two, that sort of thing. But a lot of times people make the mistake of thinking they're dead when all they've done is died back to the root, which is pretty normal. And then they do come back.
But they should already be coming back.
You should be seeing some signs of coming back. It wouldn't surprise me if there wasn't much, just a little leaf or two or bud. If you dug around them, you should be able to find the crown of the artichoke, and it should be alive. It shouldn't be dried up or rotted or, that sort of thing. It'd be pretty easy to tell if it was still alive.
Hey, and the other thing is I had a spot right next on my patio where we redid our patio, and I was going to put in a rose right next to it, but it's south facing, right next to a column, is that not a good idea? I think it's a tea house.
Well, roses will certainly tolerate sun. You get that south-facing reflected heat off of a column. It perhaps would look a little beat up by the end of the summer, by this time of year. If you can live with that, it would probably be okay. Just make sure you use a lot of mulch around it and keep it well mulched. Should be all right.
On the topic of roses, Blair in Glendale, welcome to the program. How may we help you, sir?
Yes, good morning. I have quite a bit of dead cane in my rose bushes from the extremely hot summer we had here. And during the summer, I thought it was probably wise to leave it in there. I'm not sure if I was correct in that regard or not. And I still have it. And I'm wondering whether it's appropriate now for me to cut that dead cane out.
Yes, it is. It's what we call grooming roses. We do that usually in mid to late September, early October. Go in and cut dead canes and burn up foliage and dead, you know, blooms and buds and that sort of thing, and kind of groom them up, clean them up, maybe add a little fertilizer this time of year, maybe some gypsum, and usually by Thanksgiving you'll have absolutely beautiful roses again.
And then in January you tell them to cut them off to the nub.
Pretty short, yeah.
And why do you do that? Is that just...
Because we want all new growth on roses, because roses bloom on new growth. So the more new growth we have, the more roses you got.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.